And I want to start off the question with what is really required to be a successful artist today? What really needs to be happening now?
Well, I think also what I have to share with everyone will apply to even folks who are out there and who don't consider themselves artists but have a creative product or something that they want to deliver to a market, whether it's a product or a service. But yes, I do have most of my experience in the art industry, so I can definitely speak from that point of view. But yeah, the most important thing, first and foremost, is to really gain a broad understanding of really what it takes to have a successful business. And I think there's a huge misunderstanding and misperception by a lot of people who develop a product or have artwork that they want to present to the world, that as soon as they do their first show or as soon as they finish writing their book and they get it on Amazon, that it'll instantly become a success. And it's important to understand the practical steps that need to support it and also to actually do the work.
You know, now if you let's take it for a little deeper. So if you have someone that you know, I know you also do some consulting and coaching with creative artists as well. Mm-hmm. And so let's say that you have someone that comes in to you and they have their portfolio to get ready to show it to you. And let's say that they maybe have a presence online, maybe they have a website at least. Or they at least have it up on some of the other, you know, platforms where they can sell it directly. I know from personal experience many people believe that the mere fact that the website exists is enough to say I'm open for business and ready to take sales. But I know you have some very practical strategies that you offer to your clients and what you do yourself to take it beyond just the web presence. Could you tell us maybe a few of those things, maybe two or three of those strategies that you would use to help move it beyond that?
Sure, exactly. Well, I always tell a story that if you design a website or have a business card or something like that, it's not working for you unless it's out there and people know about it. So the first step, of course, is having that product. But then you really want to push it out and expose more and more people to it as much as you can. I've had a lot of success with publicity, the writing press releases, and actually getting them out to the media. But before doing that, you really have to understand who your market is for your artwork, and that takes a lot of thinking and experience and understanding of who your market is. If you go out and you do shows and you get a sense of who is paying more attention to your work or who is asking most of the questions, who is most engaged, and take a look at who that type of person is, not necessarily what they look like, but find out, dig a little bit deeper into who that person is and have a better understanding of who they are, you'll eventually start formulating and being able to visualize a larger target market for your work. So once you've done that and established who exactly it is who's attracted to your work, these are going to be the folks who are most likely to purchase it. So you really want to target your media press releases, your campaign to the right audience. So for example, if all of a sudden you realize that dog lovers are the ones who are attracted to your work, and just for a simple example, because you paint dogs, then you want to send your press releases to the trade publications, the pet publications, the media outlets that serve that community. So rather than doing this broad, blast out to all of the media, you really want to start focusing in on a niche. So that's definitely one way to have a higher percentage of sales from the effort that you're putting out.
So make sure that your marketing is going to very targeted.
Absolutely.
Audience.
Yeah. You'll put in just as much energy, just as much effort in marketing and promoting to a broad range of people than you would do as you would with a target market. So your chances are going to be much higher with that target market. So if you do your homework ahead of time and you figure out who exactly your market is, you may have a number of different market segments. Then at least you could be more focused and you'll have a much better chances, as I said earlier, to just have more success at selling